Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Mama Shar's house. Aren't you loving this weather? I don't know where you are, but up here in Northeast Oklahoma, it was 68 degrees yesterday, and my legs were kicking when I put these blue jeans on. It's like, no, it's midsummer. Bring back the heat. So anyway, glad you guys are here. Today's guest is Dori Epstein Ransom. And Dori is the founder and director of the Be Great Conference. Plus, I'm telling you what, this little baby girl has got it going on. She is so talented. So I'm going to read you a little bit of something. And baby girl, are you with me?
I'm here.
Hey, okay. Let's talk about Dori Epstein Ransom. And I want to ask you, do you go by Epstein Ransom or do you go by Ransom?
I go by Epstein Ransom.
Epstein. Well, they go, hey, I'm texting. Epstein. Okay, Epstein Ransom. All right, let me read you a little bit about Dori before we get into the goody stuff. Dori has years of leadership experience and has co-produced numerous conferences, workshops, and retreats. She is a published author, dynamic life coach, and powerhouse speaker. She believes that anything is possible with the right skill set and support from one's tribe. The idea behind this conference flared up from a passion to help her fellow businesswoman truly believe in her abilities as a leader. We all need a little help to shine our brightest, and Dori has pulled together an amazing team. To help you blaze your trail as a powerful businesswoman who is not afraid to pull in spirituality as one of your superpowers. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you, Mama.
How's the weather where you are?
I'm in Seattle, and today it's cooler. It was around 90 degrees yesterday. Today it's around 70, and I'm loving it.
Oh, man. Well, yesterday, like I said, 68, and my legs were kicking and screaming when I took my shorts off and had to put my blue jeans on to go into town. It's like, no, it's April. It's August. We can't do this. So, yeah. But I saw where...
Well, in Oklahoma, no. In Pacific Northwest, we're loving that 68-degree weather. So.
Oh, really? No rain today?
Nope, no rain yet. So it's been a really dry. And, yeah, we want the rain. We've got fires going all up in the park. And
I saw that.
Yeah.
All right, well, I want to tell you, I looked over your extensive education. I was blown away. You've got such intensive life experiences. But the common thread in your life seems like you're serving others. When did you know that you were meant to serve others?
Probably from day one. You know,
always
seriously,
been there,
from
huh?
the time I was, well, from the time I was 5 years old, I had a dad with a disability and mom with severe depression, and I have a twin brother. And pretty much from the very beginning, we were the ones taking care of them, and that's the way it was. And my brother is the same way. We both, and it's in our charts, in our star charts that I've had done, who we were meant to be, that we serve others, that we are really involved in community, and we strive to make other people's lives a better place. Right, just part of who we are.
So that's your journey.
That's our journey.
That's your
soul
purpose.
That is
absolutely
my soul purpose.
On your LinkedIn page, I mean, you have got all these credentials out the wazoo. You know, you've been in high places with the cream of the crop. But I noticed you're a founder and director of the Be Great Conference. And in there you write, we also know that fear, doubt, and resistance all live within you and are interfering with your ability to bring about the massive kind of change in the world within you. Now, being so accomplished, I get the feeling these demons you've already battled and won. Were these things your muse for creating the Be Great Conference for Women Soulpreneurs?
Well, I have to laugh because I don't think that that's a battle that you ever win. I think that it's a battle that you choose to continue to fight. For me, it's always been there. And again, I mean, I can take it back to childhood and having an overly critical father and, you know, blah, blah, blah. We all have things in our past, that affect who we are. And I constantly am faced with these demons and even with the be great. But yes, it absolutely fed into this idea of be great. And one of the keynote speakers, Elena Lipson, is a divine self-care goddess. That's what I call her. She calls herself the self-care mentor, but I call her the self-care goddess. And one of the reasons that she's doing what she is doing is that it's a constant reminder that as a coach, divine self-care, that she then has to be the living example of that. And for me, doing this work with Be Great, it's a constant reminder that it is a battle that rages inside us all, that resistance, and it manifests itself in so many different ways. But being a part of this family and this mission and this vision, this calling, I am constantly reminded that it doesn't matter how bad of a day I'm having, how well things are not going, roadblocks here and there, that I don't stop. It does not stop. And especially thinking about my life's purpose and thinking about Be Great as its own entity, having its own mission, its own values, its own reason for being here, even if I gave up, it's not going to. So then how could I give up?
Right.
It's not going to work.
Now that we speak, of the Be Great Conference, it's going to be October 23rd to the 25th in Seattle.
Yes.
What is your mission? Okay, what was your dream purpose for this conference?
I kept hearing in all my networking groups from women that they have the tools that they need to succeed, the actual physical classroom-type tools, but there was so much fear around being great in business. And whether they were an entrepreneur or a business executive, a woman business executive, it's the same fear that who I think I am to succeed, and oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? And well, I'm supposed to be taking care of my family and my children and this and that and everything else. And we as women tend to do that. We tend to put everybody else ahead of ourselves, and we live in a culture that's really not supportive of family mission, family values. I have a son who's 7, and for a very brief period of time, I worked for a financial advising firm when Liam was 3, 4, maybe, and we took a vacation. We went to Switzerland, a great vacation, and came back, and Liam got really sick, and I took a whole another week off to stay home and take care of him, and I went back to work, and I'm not kidding. They did not speak to me. The whole office did not speak to me for 2 weeks because they were so mad. You know, how dare I? How dare I go on vacation and then call in sick for a whole week to take care of my child? That culture that we live in, it doesn't support women. It doesn't support women in business. And it certainly doesn't help develop leaders, female leaders. If we look at the Fortune 500 companies, I believe it's 3% of Fortune 500 companies are run by women. And I want to start, I just want to start a revolution about all about that women stand in their power, connect with their life's purpose, and hell yes, we can go out and lead this world. And we do not have to do it the way that men are doing it, the way that society dictates that we should be doing it, the way that it's been done for hundreds of thousands of years, hundreds and thousands
Absolutely.
Of years, that we as women can rule the world just as
easily as men if we shift the way that we're thinking, if we shift our approach, and if we let go of what society tells us we need to be doing, that we can be great. We can lead corporations, and we can still take care of our family. A shift in how we approach it is that instead of I have to go to work and only think about work and do work and be work, no, go to work and be great. And being great means that you pull in the tools that are going to help you be great. You pull in your spirituality. You pull in, when you go to work, create a culture where it is all right to talk about your personal lives, because you betcha it's going to affect how you operate at work. And imagine a world in which we embrace each other, support each other, not just at work, but around what's going on at home, and create a culture where, yes, I'm going to go into my office and I'm going to smudge my office because I just had a really icky meeting and I need to clean out the energy.
Right.
So I want to build an army of women that are leading the way in creating this paradigm shift. And we also, goodness gracious, we shouldn't be working 50 hours a week or 60 hours a week when we've got a family at home that we're also trying to care for, and that we can successfully lead a small business, medium business, large business, being there 40 hours a week or maybe 30 hours a week. And we get caught up in we have to prove ourselves. And the way that we're going to prove ourselves is that we're going to work ourselves to the bone. But then we aren't as effective as we could have been. And we are bitter and resentful. And if we just fueled ourselves and brought in those tools, the spirituality piece, the real life piece, the personal piece, if we could do that, where we're really nurturing our souls, nurturing ourselves, supporting each other in a way, we're going to be so much more productive. I think about the days gone by where I was in a job where I was working 60 hours a week, and I felt like I had to be there. Even if I didn't have work to do, I had to be there to show that I was worth being in that role. And no, gosh darn it, we don't. I could have done that work in 30 hours a week and been happier.
Exactly.
And not,
but you talk about this as like a burnout. You know, we push ourselves to live up to society's idea of women in the workplace. And you published an article in the Elephant Journal that says 5 ways to ensure ultimate failure. Guaranteed.
Yep.
And number 3 was to put the entire elephant in your mouth at once. And I love what you wrote. Start with what you are most passionate about all the way to the bottom. Now, I know the theme for Be Great Conference is align. How important is alignment in living our passion and fulfilling our life purpose?
It's critical. You can't do it without it. If you in alignment with who you are, your life purpose, you're going to be so far off kilter that all that's going to do is breed dis-ease, resentment, bitterness. It's going to keep you far from that place of self-care, because you're going to be putting other people's ideas of what you should be doing in front of your own ideas of what you should be doing. And I hate that word, should, because, we need to do what feels good and feels right, not what we should. You throw that word in, and then it becomes a totally different dynamic.
Right. So we need to embrace powers and bring them into the workforce. And when we embrace our powers with our passion, you can't fail. You can't fail. You can even combat fear. Now, I know, because I'm one of the speakers, that you have lined up different business forecasts, experiences coming in to encompass the entire multitasking of women to be successful. How did you choose the speakers? I look
and it's
for
okay
women.
If you said you, all right, it's okay if you sit around naked playing a bongo and said, oh, I like that. I mean, that's okay. If it came to you spiritually, I'm cool with that.
It did come to me spiritually. It really was leaning into the energy around the women that I was connected to. And like with Mama Shar, I love Mama Shar's energy and what she was bringing in her mission and her vision. So I spent time looking at people's websites. I spent time seeing what they were doing on social media. I listened to them speak if they had a YouTube channel or a radio show. And I was looking for what was coming through in their voice, both literally and figuratively, and looking for women that weren't afraid to fight through their fears, women that were doing their darndest to stand in alignment with their life's passion, their life's vision, their life's work, and people that would bring really great energy, because I want all the attendees to have a great experience. I mean, that's why we named it Be Great all the way around. I want this to be a great experience for all of the speakers, all the people that are working on this, all of the volunteers, all of the attendees, that when everybody leaves Sunday at 4 o'clock, that they feel really great and that they have taken tools that are going to help them be great in life and in business. They're going to have made connections that are going to be networking connections for business, but also friendships. Because we cannot connect over the airwaves like we can connect in person. When we can actually hug each other, when I can hug you, Mama Shar, oh my goodness, I'm looking so forward to that day.
Absolutely.
And it just solidifies our friendship. It helps to take it to a next level. So people are going to walk away invigorated with the tools they need to really step up the work they're doing. It's going to be amazing.
Well, that's how I pick the women. I'm from the bra burning days, so don't be surprised if I rip this bra off and set it on fire on the stage to claim my power all over again, because I was part of that 60s movement of saying I am proud. I might have a vagina, but by golly, I've got a brain too,
right.
And I'm here, and I am one of the very few in my age group that will boldly stand up and say that you don't always need a penis to succeed. I'll be the first one. And I was raised with 11 boys in the 50s in the South, and I was raised to believe my feet were shorter so I could get closer to the sink. All right? I was absolutely taught that, So I get that. And so I think because of my history, I have made me proud to be a woman and to show you. Hide and watch is my philosophy. You tell me I can't do it, hide and watch.
Right.
I will die trying, but I'm going to try. I'm not going to do it. So I have, if you could do one nugget, and I know, with all this talent that you've brought forth, and we all bring our very histories and our personal stories and our professions to the stage, but if you were to ask to choose just one takeaway for the attendees at the Be Great Conference, what would that be?
That inside of you, you are absolutely great. You're already great. It's already there. It's already there.
So how do we get women to do that? I mean, it's like I do every day. I stand for not just, people, senior citizens. I stand for all women that might not have a really great start in life and have, taken stumbling blocks and making them stepping stones to their journey in life. But it's like without people like you stepping forth and taking on not just the financial responsibility, but the emotional responsibility of all these women that you don't even know, these strangers. It goes back to caring for others, serving others, that You were birthed into a family where you had to do that. So I, for one, thank you for doing that, for for not just my generation, but for your generation and for the generation below you and their generation. Because if we don't start passing the torch, the flame will go out. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, it will go out. And there are speakers there that have so much more humble beginnings than I did. And it's really about that, that no matter where we come from, we are still great. No matter what people told us along the way, we are still great. And it is my gift and my mission to identify what's great in every person I meet and help them identify it, if they're receptive to that, help them identify it, pull it out, nurture it, and recognize that it is not something that ever goes away, that you don't just stop trying to be great, that you don't stop reworking old patterns, that it is a lifelong commitment to learning. And you have a choice. You can be like my mother, who started hiding from the world when I was a little girl, and to this day, at 89, still hides from the world. And she's perfectly content with that. That works for her, but it does not for me. And the women that I want to work with are the women that it does not work for, that are willing to, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how much things aren't going in your direction, that you are willing to get up and keep going, and that you are willing to let me give you a hand when you need it and pull you up and keep moving. Because we can be great. There's no reason that any of us can't do great things. And it doesn't have to be big. That's not what I mean by be great. It doesn't have to mean that I'm going to aspire to win the Nobel Peace Prize or that I'm going to write a book or anything like that. You can apply that in such small ways, no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing. It's about learning to love yourself and learning to recognize your life's purpose.
I can tell you that with every single thank you I get, it's kind of like that donkey that fell into the well and his owner decided, I can't pull him up, so I'll just bury him. But he threw the dirt in, and when he looked down, every shovel, the donkey was stepping up higher and higher till he could step out of that well. So I think that's where your purpose, you were birthed into a family that needed you to step up at an early age. I was birthed into a family that did not want me, so I was put into an abusive home. But because of that abuse, I can help other people that's gone through abuse too to say it isn't all that bad. Take that dirt. Don't let it cover you up. Use it as a stepping stone. Step higher till you walk out of that well. And I will always come to that. So tell us where we can find information about the Be Great Conference, October 23rd, 25th in Seattle. And
Be Great Con.
You have sponsorship programs too. Don't leave that out.
Oh, yes. BeGreatCon.com. So BeGreatCon.com. And we are looking for sponsors. We have a handful of really dynamic sponsors. We have Ann Perry of Business Heroine. We have Angela Wilkinson of the Awakened Goddess Show. We have Candace, whose last name I still can't pronounce, but she's going to be a photographer at the event. And her work is beautiful, 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 and amazing. But, yeah, if you get a chance to hop on and see who the sponsors are, and we're still looking for sponsors. Anybody that believes in this mission about helping women to stand in their power, this is your audience. If it's something that you're looking for just to support because you're an angel, then, But if you're looking for an audience that you're trying to reach, that women in business, entrepreneurs, executives, whatnot, then we would love to promote you. We would love to partner with you and promote the work that you're doing, and then in turn expose you to a couple hundred women who could be your possible clients. And that information is on the website, but feel free to reach out to me. My email is easy. It's Dori, D-O-R-I, at DoriRansom.com. So Dori, D-O-R-I, at D-O-R-I-R-A, N as in Nancy, O, M as in Mary.com. And I would love to connect with you. If you have questions about the conference, if you're interested in being a sponsor, please feel free to reach out. I'd love to hear from you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome possum. That is so cool. Well, thank you, baby girl, for being on with Mama Shar today. And
Mama Shar, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, baby girl, as always. I just, if I didn't believe in Dori, I wouldn't participate. You have to know that. I'm brutally honest about that. So I bless you for your efforts to save the world through building one strong women leader at a time. And for your journey, I thank you for going through the journey that you were birthed into so that now you can fulfill your purpose. So thank you for being on with me today.
And Mama Shar, thank you for doing the exact same thing.
My pleasure, baby girl. We'll talk to you soon.
I look forward to it.
Good day.
Bye.
All right, there you have it, Ms. Dori Epstein Ransom. And go check her out. The conference is Be Great Conference, October 23rd through 25th in Seattle, Washington. That website is begreatcon.com. That's BEGREATCON.com. Go check it out. Buy your tickets. I understand, too, that we might be working on a virtual access. So if you can't fly to Seattle, stay tuned. We are heading in that direction to allow you to be there with us through the magic of the Internet. But also, if you're looking for a sponsorship, to you're a woman entrepreneur that has a passion for promoting others, other women leaders, this is a great place to put your money. To promote hundreds of leaders, women leaders that are living their passion and their purpose and making the world a better place. So, again, I am Mama Shar. You can find me at mamashar.com. Dori left her email. If you have questions, that's Dori, D-O-R-I, at doriransom.com. That's D-O-R-I. RANSOM.com. So no reason for you guys not to be there. If you're a woman in the workplace and you want to find your passion and your purpose and you need support, the Be Great Conference, October 23rd through 25th in Seattle, Washington, is the place to be. So with that being said, I'm going to sign off, and as always, love your neighbor as yourself and play nice. Y'all be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Good day.